Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks. So I did a video on Friday about a stupid VR headset and the metaverse and how Facebook staff were being let go, etc., etc. And someone left this comment on the video here. Meta means death. Meta backwards is atom. Look that god up. Okay, now I believe I've talked about this before in a video, especially the meaning of meta, but I'm not sure, I can't remember exactly where. But I thought, let's take this comment and just look into it a little bit more and see what else we can find and how does this all link into what's happening today. Now, I'm not making any big claims here, just looking into stuff. Maybe it will just turn into a ramble. Let's see. So first up, yeah, if you didn't know, Meta, of course, is the new name for Facebook. Well, I say new. It was actually announced last year. And Meta, if you look up its meaning, it means beyond, yeah? There are numerous meanings in a dictionary for Meta, but in Hebrew, Meta means dead. Okay, now this is nothing new. In fact, the Fake Stream Media were talking about this a year ago. As you can see here, Facebook's new name, Meta, means dead in Hebrew. But it's kind of interesting. If you think that Facebook is like a book of faces, a documented online book of digital IDs of people's faces and personal information that they give freely for the establishment to process for the use of monitoring people, right? It's curious that by them changing it from Facebook to Meta, and that name Meta, meaning dead in Hebrew, then it's changing from the book of faces to the Book of the Dead. Now, the Book of the Dead is an ancient Egyptian book of incantations and spells for funerals. It says here it has 200 spells in it. And we'll get back to that in a moment. Now, the other thing mentioned in this comment was if you take Meta, meaning dead in Hebrew, and you reverse it, which is, of course, something Satanists like to do, as above, so below, upside down crosses and so forth. If you reverse Meta, it says atom or atom. Now, atom is an Egyptian god deity, as you can see here. It is spelt at first A-T-U-M, but it says it is also spelt and rendered as A-T-E-M, or also as just T-E-M. So atom, Meta reversed, atom is, it says here, is an Egyptian sun god noted to be called the complete one and the finisher of the world. It says here that in the Heliopolitan creation myth, atom was considered to be the first god, having created himself, a solar deity associated with Ra, another sun god. It says here, atom created himself and came out of a blue lotus flower. Okay, the lotus flower, again, now you'll notice we have seen the lotus flower symbology used in numerous organizations of late. The Lucis, Lucifer Trust, uses a lotus flower symbology with their invocations. That Glastonbury ritual, the burning of the lotus flower at the end, the lotus wands on top of the rainbow wands for their rituals used at the Order of the Golden Wand. Witchcraft, that guy's website from the recent video I did about the 10 climate commandments. He had a lotus flower symbol at the top of his site. Trump gifted the Pope a lotus flower ornament in 2017. So again, the lotus flower. Anyway, right, if we go back now to the Book of the Dead, which, as I was saying, Facebook changing their name to Meta, meaning dead in Hebrew, changes it from Facebook to Dead Book. Yeah, the Book of the Dead. In the ancient Egyptian Book of the Dead, this god, Atum, Meta reversed, is mentioned. It is said that the sun god Atum is said to have ascended from chaos waters with the appearance of a snake, the animal renewing itself every morning. He is referenced as the serpentine Atum. Okay, so we are getting the old serpent in the Garden of Eden vibe going with this now. It says Atum is the first being to emerge from the darkness, and he sends the Eye of Ra to find his children and to get followers. The Eye of Ra is, to keep it simple, is like the Eye of Horus, the Eye of Providence, the All-Seeing Eye, you know, the One Eye Peekaboo Club symbology, which you've all seen a thousand times. So Atum, the serpentine snake sun god, sends the Eye of Ra to find his children. And of course, you know, this one eye is used in Freemasonry. So much Egyptian stuff going on with the Freemasons. So we have this sun god Atum, and one of the variations of his spelling is A-T-E-M, which as well, it kind of makes me think of the bank machines where you draw money out. Well, it sounds like that. Get money out of the ATM. A-T-E-M, A-T-M. Bit of a stretch, but that comes to mind as well. But anyway, we have the god A-T-E-M, Atum, Meta reversed. Atum is a sun god who was said to be the original god of Heliopolis, preceding Ra. He was a sun god whose name meant to be complete or to make an end of. He represents the sun in the evening and in his form is of the snake. He represents the concept of the end of the universe, who sends the one eye, peekaboo club eye of Ra, to find his children, so they follow him. The worship of this god, Atum, also centered on the city of Heliopolis. Heliopolis called the city of the sun. Helio meaning sun, yeah? So Heliopolis is now in Cairo. And the major surviving remnant of Heliopolis is this obelisk here, which is dedicated to the gods Ra and Atum. Obelisks were a big thing in Heliopolis, yeah? They originated from there. They even moved one of the obelisks from Heliopolis and placed it in Rome. And two smaller ones were taken from there, and one was placed in the UK and one in New York, both of them called Cleopatra's Needle, I believe. Now, as you can see, there are other obelisks all around the world. For example, the Washington Monument in Washington's DC National Park, built to commemorate George Washington, who of course was a Freemason. Obelisks are everywhere. Dublin, London, Helsinki, USA. Wherever the power structure is, you'll find an obelisk representing, I believe, the worship of the sun god Serpent by those who believe they are in control and their involvement with witchcraft. Talking of Heliopolis, we also have heliocentrism. That is making the sun the center of the universe, which was a concept that came about by Copernicus in the 16th century, which replaced geocentrism, which was the view that the world was the center of the universe. Which is interesting, because if you worship a sun god, wouldn't you want to make the sun the center of the universe? Yeah? So, you know, if you were wondering why these Freemason halls have all of this Egyptian paraphernalia, it's going back to the sun gods. Or why all of these countries have obelisks near governmental buildings in their capitals. It's all going back to this. And ancient Egypt and the Book of the Dead is where much of the witchcraft, the spells, black magic originates from. It says here, the Book of the Dead is a grimoire. What is a grimoire? A grimoire is a book of spells, a textbook of magic, how to do divination, a guide to summon spirits and conjure up demons. So it says here, the Book of the Dead is a grimoire of magical incantations on resurrecting the deceased and turning them into a powerful immortal spirit. And what do we see today? We see the likes of the World Economic Forum and Big Tech all pushing transhumanism, wanting to become their own gods, wanting to upgrade humans into Human Mark II. All of these power structures around the world and their allegiances on full display in their respective countries with their Egyptian obelisks. Whether it's in Australia or France, it doesn't matter. Even the Visa headquarters in New York has Egyptian god artwork on the wall of its offices. The public, you know, they're spellbound by the media. Medea, the goddess of illusion, receiving messages or being hypnotized by Satan's devices, the Black Mirror devices that everyone seems to carry with them, which receives its messages through the air, through the Wi-Fi, the prince and power of the air. In my opinion, it seems that technology and science is merely a front, a disguise, an excuse to streamline practices and rituals that have been there since the beginning of time. So where did these ancient Egyptians get all of this secret knowledge from? How did they build the pyramids? Where did they get these spells? The Book of the Dead. It is said that the pyramids were built nearly 5,000 years ago. That's what they claim. Some claim that this secret knowledge was brought down by fallen angels. It says here in the Bible in Genesis, "And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose." So many take it that the sons of God are angels, fallen angels, the angels that rebelled against God, fallen angels such as Lucifer. And it is suggested that the offspring they had with these daughters of the earth were what some refer to as the Nephilim, who were giants. It also says there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. So obviously a bad influence these fallen angels were. So the point being is, were the fallen angels, the angels that were expelled from heaven, were they the bestowers of this secret knowledge that led to the spells, the witchcraft in the Egyptian Book of the Dead, and the building of the pyramids, which has created bloodlines which have somehow filtered through to today? And is this why these obelisks stand in places where there is government and power and the ruling class? Why Freemasons are so attached to their Egyptian symbology, and why they worship sun gods and fallen angels such as Lucifer? Let us know in the comments what you think. I mean, also, right, we have two timeline outlooks here. We have the biblical timeline and the trust the science modern timeline. So the biblical timeline believes that God created the world roughly around 6,000 years ago. The pyramids, they reckon, were built 1,000 years after the creation of the earth, so about 5,000 years ago. And then Noah's flood happened after 2,000 years, 2,500 years, roughly after the creation of the world. So about, 3,500 years ago. Roughly, that's the idea. That's the biblical timeline, okay? 6,000 years ago, the earth was created. Now, on the flip side of that, you have now the establishment and the trust the science people who claim the earth is 4.5 billion years old and was created out of nothing with a big bang. And this is pushed by the people like Professor Brian Cox and Neil deGrasse Tyson, show ponies, push and promote it on the fake stream media. Now, there's a massive difference between 4.5 billion years ago and 6,000 years ago. I know which one I think is more likely. Which one do you think is correct? Let us know in the comments. I'll finish up with this one. I said it the other day, but it fits in with this topic as well. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. As always, thanks for listening. Come and subscribe to HugoTalks.com website to get notifications direct from the original source. And I'll see you later.